the news, obviously, yesterday that Paul signed a multi-year extension. Your thoughts on knowing that he'll be there on the bench?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, obviously, you know, he's the only coach I've had in the NHL, and gave me an opportunity to play starting out, you know, originally making the NHL, and, you know, I just super happy for him, super well-deserving, and I'm excited to have him as my coach here going forward. I mean, like I said, I think he's a great coach for us, and, you know, I've been lucky to have him so far, and excited to keep it going. I think he's a great motivator. I mean, I think he's somebody who, you know, maybe one of his biggest strengths is he understands, you know, sort of that players are, you know, going to be good some days, bad some days, and, you know, you need to manage that. I think he understands that, you know, there's times on the road where, you know, you're in a tough schedule or things like that, and it's not kind of just the same, you know, it doesn't matter, I need it, you know, execution, it's, you know, I know it might be a tougher one tonight, but, you know, we want the compete level and the work. And I think we've won a lot of games based on that, you know, sort of confidence coming from him. So I just feel like, you know, he's got so much experience in the game. He's seen, you know, different systems and all kinds of trends throughout the league over the years. And like I said, he's a guy that all the players want to play for.
Fair or not, I think the assessment is often with coaches, you know, who end up being with the team for a while and then leaving. Players tune out the message after a while. I don't know if that's fair or not, but I'm sure it's happened in some places. What is it about Paul that his message has been able to resonate as long as it has?
Well, I think just kind of to what I said before, the message has changed over time. You know, he understands that each year you have a new group of guys. You know, each player is a different person, you know, and what works for player A might not work for player B. And so I think the fact that he's, you know, adapted, you know, even in my you know, fourth year playing for him, I think he's adapted in that time. You know, he understands sort of the situation, the time of the year, all of those sorts of things. And because of that, I don't think the message ever gets stagnant because it's evolving. And I think that's what, you know, makes him such a great coach.
Have you been asked, you know, for any input on how you think he is as a coach, you know, that maybe that information went up to Chevy or you asked personally?
I mean, I think any of those conversations are, you know, pretty private, but, you know, those things or those type of conversations are always going to go on in organizations, and I think our organization does a good job of communication with the players and, you know, whether it's year-end meetings or things like that. But yeah, so I think I can't remember any specific instances, but you know, there has been times where, sure, those conversations take place, but again, I think they're private, obviously.
Just getting a thought on Tucker getting closer here to getting back. Obviously it's been a while, things went well with you and Neil, but just a chance to possibly see him tomorrow against San Jose.
Yeah, I mean, I have no inside scoop on whether he's healthy to come back or not, but obviously it's nice to get some bodies back and faces out there, and you know, it's a tough grind when you're injured and rehabbing. So yeah, I mean, he'd be a huge boost to have back for us, and just nice to, you know, get another player in the normal color. I think we've dealt with injuries so much this year that you know, it's nice to be trending in that direction. I'm going to knock on wood right now, but that's a positive thing.